I'm over it. That's what a colleague told me after hanging up the phone. That new client is complaining again. There's always something wrong. I'm just over it. Well, I said, what is the latest complaint? My colleague said, the client ordered a new sales brochure. I got the printing costs and the photography, and I wrote all of the articles. I was all over it. I confirmed his story. You were all over it? Uh-huh, he said. And now you're over it? I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is 3-Minute English, a podcast in English about English for English learners. I'm all over it, or I'm over it. These two phrases sound almost the same, but they have completely different meanings. When my colleague mentioned that he was over it, what did he mean? Well, he certainly was tired of listening to his client complain. And he was tired of doing extra work without any appreciation. So, when he said, I'm over it, he was using a casual expression that means, I'm tired of doing something, or I'm tired of having this experience. Its meaning is similar to the phrases we talked about last time. I'm sick and tired, or fed up with it. Over it is just another casual way to show you are tired of something. But my coworker also mentioned that he was all over it. Be careful, because this expression is almost the same as over it, but when we add all, it has a completely different meaning. My coworker mentioned all the things he had done to make the client happy. Then he said he was all over it. As we can see from this example, all over it means that you are completely involved in controlling or managing a situation. My colleague was all over the client's request. Both of these phrases use the preposition over as an adjective. In I'm over it, over means tired of. And in I'm all over it, all over means managing or controlling. Why have these meanings come to be? Good question. But knowing the difference will really help you understand and use these common idiomatic expressions. Use them the next time you have the chance. Your English is going to sound better. Hey, we have some new things at VentureEnglish.com. There's a member section now, and a new course available on email writing. I hope you'll visit the site and have a look. That's VentureEnglish.com. V-E-N-T-U-R English.com. Oh, and if you have a question for me, please email me anytime. Just go over to that VentureEnglish.com webpage and click on the podcast badge. I'd love to hear from you. And please leave a comment on the Apple Podcast or Google Play Store. I'm Paul Preston. Thanks for listening to 3-Minute English.